Becoming More Commercial. This is the second in my series of audios dedicated to the topic of how to develop commercial skills. I'm walking around a retail establishment, a food retail establishment, a supermarket in Ireland, and I am responding in my own mind to some points made to me by McColgan in Scotland, who has been incredibly helpful on the topic of how to become more commercial about invoicing. So the rest of this audiobook will be about the topic of invoicing. And my issue is, and the reason I'm becoming more commercial during the month of June, is that I am not good at sending out the invoices early enough. This is on this particular aspect of the commercial side. And the response of McColgan to me, irrespective of the content, has been to cause me to focus on this issue more attentively. It's a Saturday, and I realised that I was almost going to take a day off from being commercial. It's a bank holiday weekend in Ireland. And one point I want to make is that if I'm going to improve my commercial skills during the month of June, there are no days off. So I want to thank McColgan for making me, or being the catalyst for that thought. I will need to work on becoming more commercial every single day without exception. Now, here's the point about invoicing that I'd like to make or share with you. Things have changed. First of all, the world in which we live has changed dramatically. And there are now many, many companies that have been unable to pay their bills. Now, being unable to pay your bills isn't an unusual thing, but it certainly is a particularly major problem. And I think about a whole series of blog posts that go under the heading of credit control warrior. If you Google that on, you will find a guy called Greg Canty from a company called Fusion in Cork that had a particularly bad experience with doing an awful lot of work, I think 13 or 14,000 euros worth of work for somebody, and didn't get paid. So I am very, very fortunate. I've never not been paid in my life. Now, this must be luck rather than design, or perhaps there is something I'm doing that I'm unaware of, because nobody has ever failed to pay me. And to be truthful, neither has anybody failed to pay me on time, really. All of my difficulties are made by myself. So I have no gripe against any company at all. But I am aware that increasingly there are companies who are employing people to do work for them on a contract basis, on a consultancy basis, and they then drag their heels at paying, and in some cases are unable to pay. So I think that it is advisable to recognize this, admit it, and to see it as a permanent feature of the situation, rather than hope it doesn't happen to you. So here's what I'm saying to myself now. In the old days, at the very best, I would send in an invoice to a client, and I would put on the bottom of the client my terms. My terms were within 4 weeks. Sorry, I just have to order some ham. Could I please have some ham, please? Do you have one on special offer?
The barbecue ham?
Yeah. Can you give me about 2 inches of that, or a good lot of it?
Okay.
I'll have that much, that's wonderful. So, so where was I? I was back to the point at issue about invoicing. So in the old days, I'd send in the invoice, and I would say pay within 4 weeks. I would give my bank details, and people would pay the money within 4 weeks. But to be truthful, not everybody paid within 4 weeks, but it was well understood that it depended. Thanks very much. It depended upon what part of the financial period in the company's period. If you got your bill in by a certain date in the month, you'd be paid within a certain period. If you missed that date, you'd be paid in the next period. All of that is, to me, well-known, tried and tested. What is the change that has happened, I think, has created an entirely new situation where it's better to start off with the mentality as a supplier to a company that, first of all, a new company has to prove itself that it is capable of paying. In other words, as soon as it is agreed that the work is going to happen, I believe that I want to move to a situation where the company will show that they're capable of paying by paying up front. In other words, they pay before they get the service delivered. Partly this is to prove that they're capable of paying and that their cash flow is capable of sustaining the work that they've just commissioned, and that they have sufficient reserves and credit worthiness to be able to do it. And this should be, I want this rather than have to wait and hope. In other words, I want money in my bank account before I, or at the same time as I start to think on behalf of the company. This shifts the burden of responsibility firmly over to me. I then have to deliver because I've already been paid. And it makes it absolutely clear to the client that they have the right to expect me to deliver on time, etc., etc., because they have already paid. If the client hasn't already paid, the client has a right to expect absolutely nothing because they haven't paid anything. They have promised to pay for a promise, and promising to pay for a promise is not the same as an exchange of services. So basically, I would find it a good discipline on me if I had to deliver by work by a certain date, because the money was already in my bank account. That would be a clear responsibility on me, and the client would gain from this. The client would gain a more efficient service, and the client because the client has paid up front, there would be a greater responsibility on me to deliver so the client was fully satisfied. Because if the client isn't satisfied in the current traditional arrangement, the client simply doesn't pay, I simply don't get paid, and, you know, big deal. That's very tough on me, but basically the client has had nothing more important, perhaps, than disappointment. But in the case of them having put money up front, they have actually had to pay for the cost of borrowing that money, or the opportunity cost of using that money in that way. So, okay, this is a long-winded way of saying that I've realized that what I really want to do in commercial terms is shift a complete model to the point where somebody says to me, yes, I'd like you to do this for me, and I am able to say to them, yes, and what you'll do is you'll pay up front X percentage of the total cost of the goods and services, and I'll deliver you the product on such and such a day, and you'll pay me then the remaining amount within X number of days of receiving the service, and depending upon their accounting system. And I basically won't start actually doing anything on behalf of the client until such time as the first installment is in my bank account. That cuts through all of the internal politics in an organization. It gets you into their accounting system, everything up front, rather than later on in the day, and it would have saved a lot of people a lot of trouble if they could have done this. It's also very realistic to do in the current climate, because if you are a creditor of a company and you're in the pecking order, wait, and the company goes bust and their assets or this cash in the bank to be distributed among creditors, as a contractor, you're likely to be very, very far down the pecking order and you're likely to not get paid. So there, that's enough, really. I think I've got the point across sufficiently to give myself a good talking to. I'm going to move my whole practice, and I'm in another audio I'll talk about how to do this. But it's something that fits in, as I talk about it, with the rest of my approach to doing business anyway, so it won't be a complete shock to my future clients. For me to tell them that in addition to the unusual approach I have of working with people and building rapport and delivering more than I ever promise, I have a particular approach to handling the money, which they might actually find helpful for in turn in dealing with people to whom they supply services. We'll see. Okay, thanks very much, and a special thanks to McColgan.